each week on Black and Abdallah, I usually give you a little bit of a college basketball update here on the show. If you want more of my college basketball thoughts, Basketball U, the podcast, get it wherever you get your podcasts, including the ESPN Chicago app. This week I talked with Jordan Cornette, our old friend here from ESPN 1000, on the news of Mike Bray retiring. But here are my college basketball thoughts, and it all centers around the SEC Big 12 Challenge. It is my favorite in-season event that takes place in college basketball, except for a conference tournament and the NCAA tournament, of course. It's my favorite event because these games are played in the winter, and it's something that I hope the ACC and SEC adopt when they move this to the ACC-SEC Challenge next year. So this is what I'm looking forward to here for the ACC or for the SEC Big 12 Challenge this upcoming weekend. There's 10 games, and they all mean something because they are played during the conference window. Pretty much everything before the new year you sort of throw out when you're getting into crafting a tournament resume. But here are my 10 through 1, the games I'm looking forward to most. So number 10 in the basement here, Ole Miss at Oklahoma State. Don't really have an appetite for this one. Probably going to pass on this one. Number 9, Texas Tech at LSU. Neither of these teams are all that great, so I'm not a big fan. And LSU has a bunch of penalties being handed down to them as well, so they're not really playing for any sort of tournament contention. Now this is where it gets interesting, because the Big 12 has the most teams packed inside the KenPom Top 65. And it's fun to watch the Big 12 because it's a very cannibalistic league, because anyone can beat anyone right now. It's very deep, and there's a chance that this league, 9 of the 10 teams get into the NCAA tournament. So my number 8 game, Auburn at West Virginia. Really intrigued by this one. Auburn's been one of those teams that's just kind of been lurking in the shadows. They're ranked 15th right now, 16-4 on the season, but I think they can have a good game at West Virginia. Florida at Kansas State. Kansas State, the number 5 team in the country. Florida's got a fantastic center in Colin Castleton. But the story here is it is a matchup between Keontae Johnson and his former team. It's a really heartwarming story. If you're not familiar with it, Keontae Johnson had a similar situation as to what happened and what we saw with DeMar Hamlin, where he collapsed during a game and had to sit out a year and is back on the basketball floor. He was the SEC preseason player of the year at the time, transferred though from Florida to Kansas State for this past season. So that's going to be cool to see him reunited with some of his old teammates there. TCU at Mississippi State. TCU is one of the funnest teams in the country to watch, but they're on the road for a tough one in Starkville. Alabama at Oklahoma. I've said it before, Brandon Miller is the best collegiate player that is going to be an NBA prospect. So if Brandon Miller's on my TV, I'm watching it. Grabnor, Bama at Oklahoma. Arkansas at Baylor. This game's a ton of fun. Baylor's got one of the best offenses in all of college basketball, and they're on a 5-game winning streak in the Big 12. Always impressive there. My number 3 game, Iowa State at Mizzou. I think these are two really closely matched up teams, and they play different styles of basketball. Defense on one side for Iowa State, offense on the other side for Mizzou. And then Kansas at Kentucky is my number 2 game. Kentucky's playing much better basketball. Bill Self now with a chance to lose 4 games in a row for the first time since being named the head coach at Kansas. And then my number 1 game, Texas at Tennessee. These are is the top 10 matchup between these two teams. So looking forward to that. That is the SEC Big 12 Challenge. And my overarching theme here, a lot of the better teams are on the road this week. So I think that's going to lead to a lot of chaos coming up. Those are my thoughts on the Big 12 SEC Challenge. Again, download Basketball U wherever you get your podcasts.